This time last year, students across the country left school and didn't return as the COVID-19 pandemic took root in the U.S. With kids out of classrooms, teachers rethought everything they knew about their profession and grappled with questions they had never considered. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jeannie Lindsay spoke with Jenny Veach, a high school science teacher, to learn how the pandemic changed her work and what she's taken away from a year of COVID-19.
My name is Jenny Veach, and I teach at Crawfordsville High School in Crawfordsville, Indiana. So I've been in education for 25 years, a public school teacher, and I can remember specifically a year ago from today, just like with 9/11, we were all a little worried, but not panicked. We really thought that we would have the week before spring break off, and then the following week was our spring break, and that we would come back after spring break. You know, you're a little worried and you kind of heard of this thing, but there wasn't the panic. But I do remember leading up to that and all of the emails. You just kept checking your computer to see what the administration was saying. I would say that that first week of April after spring break, things really started to get serious. I'm on it's called the school leadership team, which is a very small committee that really works directly with our administration. We started talking about long-term. What are we going to do with kids that don't have access to Wi-Fi at home? Like these were those things that the committee started to kind of talk about that first week of April, that we need to be ready to be in for the long haul. And that's when it hit home. We had to figure out a way for this to work for the students and to give the staff the tools they needed. I mean, we went home with, you know, our Chromebook, and that's probably about it. We didn't have cameras at that point, like adjustable, portable cameras, microphones. Some of the obstacles, you know, we had to overcome was, is it okay to do a Google Meet? Can a Zoom meeting handle all these kids? Liabilities. It was challenging. And then the other aspect of that is getting a hold of the students and getting them to buy in on this. There are some that never, ever showed up again. I emailed, I called, I did everything I possibly could, but that they were gone. Trying to tackle what fall was going to look like. We thought at least every other day to be able to see them, hold them accountable was important. We went to the hybrid model. After fall break, which would have been about mid-October, we came back full force. As I sit and stare at dissection materials in front of me, because I do teach science, it's the first really wet or hands-on lab that we're going to do in the last year. It's kind of sad to think that we've got a whole year and there's been so little interaction. And I think that's what I miss most at the school, when they're masked up, sitting in straight kind of, you know, sterile rows. They aren't as apt. They don't talk. They don't interact. I generally will let them work with partners on things, and we're not doing that or allowed to this year. And then I feel like also losing the camaraderie with my fellow teachers. We don't have a lot of staff meetings. We try to stay separate. And I feel like that's a big loss. Thinking about things that I've gained, of course, technology and my ability to navigate, to use, to find alternatives. Once you've done things for so long, you kind of get in a rut. And I think maybe this was kind of one of those, hey, you can do things differently. A lot of these activities I'm coming up with, I absolutely will disperse and use as hopefully we get back to what is a more normal in the next couple of years. You know, as I look forward, you know, looking into even the fall when the next year starts, or even a year from now, just getting back to normalcy, being able to work in groups, you know, have that interaction. I miss that desperately with the kids. Oh, and the extracurriculars. I miss that. Can be sports, to plays, to the choir concert, to homecoming, prom, just that traditional high school experience that they just aren't getting to have, and it breaks my heart. So that's my biggest hope by, you know, next year.